Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But right now, our friend Joel Johnson.
Even better.
Who you can hear here on the weekends, Money Wisdom. Joel will have the good patience to be live with Ray at the Red Lion Hotel in Cromwell next Wednesday for a live unscripted conversation about Joel's newest book, The People's Retirement Handbook. How many books is this now for you?
I kind of lost count. I think it's seven or eight.
Wow, it's crazy. So,
you're half the library.
One of the things I do well is talk.
Yes, and, yes, you do.
And I talk to write these books. I'm able to talk the book with an editor, with a writer, and we just talk and talk and talk, and they transcribe it into a book, and then I correct it. And so we've got great books that most of our listeners know about. They've asked for a lot of them through our company website. And I'm so excited about this event, Ray. I mean, next Wednesday night, we are going to be talking about anything financial that people have questions about.
Oh,
we're going to be talking about the markets, the political environment, how that could affect people's retirement. And then everybody that shows up is going to get a copy of my new book.
Hey, are you going to get, Joel, are you going to get into, you know, nobody's paying attention to it, although it was a big deal 10 years ago, you know, the national debt. It's huge. I think it surpasses GDP now.
No question. It's absolutely huge. It's going to have an effect on our kids and grandkids, but it's also going to have an effect on us. I'm 57 years old, so I've probably got a life expectancy, a normal life expectancy of another 33 years, which means that the debt, the money we're borrowing now, if the economy doesn't grow at a massive rate, which is highly unlikely, that's going to produce a tremendous drag in my retirement on our standard of living here in the United States. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about, again, the political environment, the fact that the market hasn't really gone down significantly in 10 years, so we're way overdue. And we've got three steps for our listeners to take before the next market correction, and we're going to be talking a lot about that because I am very worried about people that have too much exposure to the stock market.
Can you give us cliff notes, Joel, on those three steps?
Yeah, absolutely. So first of all, people need a financial plan, and this sounds so basic and almost redundant, but people have to have a financial plan. Most people, especially if they're within 5 years of retirement or in retirement, are taking way too much risk. They don't need to. They've already won the game. Stop playing the game. And they've got to de-risk their portfolios. The other thing is they've got to have a plan for inflation. And so what we do for folks that come into our office is we do what's called a retirement income plan. So, again, step one, de-risk your portfolio. Step two, create a retirement income plan. And we're going to be going through how that works at the event next Wednesday night there at the Red Lion. And we're going to talk to people about how they can not only create an income plan, but have confidence they're not going to run out of money. And then the third is, let's watch out for taxes. Most people in retirement pay more taxes than they need to. Right. For every dollar you spend in taxes, you take a dollar out of your pocket, which means you've got to take more money out of your retirement savings every month just to live.
Well, let's not do that.
Yes.
let's avoid that. Yeah, but the thing is, Joel, and from listening to the show on Saturday mornings, you know, a lot of people just go into retirement with really no plan whatsoever.
Yeah, that's right. And sometimes they're scared to meet with a financial advisor.
Or right,
sometimes
right.
They go, you know, you can go online and work in these, have these programs online. Most of the big financial firms have it. And the problem with those programs is the biggest risk to somebody in retirement is, well, there's a couple. One is inflation, but the other is their behavior. How are they going to react when crises happen? Mm-hmm. What happens when we're in a political environment like we are today, where any given day the market could go up or down 2 or 3%.
Yeah.
How is somebody going to react? Are they going to get scared? And so most people, their biggest risk is their behavior, and that's why it's so important somebody has a financial plan, because it gives them the confidence to stick with the plan.
Were you surprised at the market reaction yesterday after the word of the impeachment inquiry?
No, not really. I haven't been surprised in about a year. It's just, there's a lot of volatility out there. I think most of the time there's a hyper reaction to political news in this day and age. And remember what moves the market on a short-term basis. It's traders with big money. They're trying to eke out, you know, a half a percent or a quarter percent a day, and that's a big win for them. So they move this money in and out of the markets. It doesn't affect you or me in the short term on a daily basis, but it sure affects our emotion. But, you know, again, it's been 10 years since we've had a significant bear market. We had a scare last December, and it popped right back up in January. So we are overdue for this 20 and 30% decline, and there's just going to be this triggering event that happens, and then all those traders with the big money get scared, and they sit on the sidelines, and it takes all our retirement accounts down.
All right.
Joel Johnson, who will be with Ray next Wednesday night at the Red Lion Hotel in Cromwell at 6:30, Money Wisdom Live. You can attend for a free copy of the People's Retirement Handbook. So how you said you've done 7 or 8 of these books, Joel. How is this one different?
Well, this one's different because I give you an inside look on what goes on in the financial industry. So this one is highly personal. We talk about the problems inside our industry, the industry of giving people financial advice, some of the insider things that go on that people just need to know about. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I don't mean to sound that way. Yeah. But there are things people need to be aware of when they talk to a financial planner. But the other thing is, and this is the most fun part of the book for me, is I've got all kinds of personal stories about mistakes I've made, things that Wendy and I have done as we've started our family and begun our retirement savings. And there's a lot of comedy in this book because, you know, I'm a little vulnerable in front of people. And so that's what really makes it different than the other books. It's much less textbook and a lot of personal stories.
And by the way, the Red Lion formerly was the Radisson.
Right.
It was, so.
Yes.
Just so you guys will know if you haven't been out there in a while. All right, Joel.
That's right off 91.
Yep, exactly.
Easy to get.
All right, Joel. Thanks. Looking forward to seeing you, Ray, next Wednesday. Have a great day.
All right. See you guys next week.
There you go. And you can listen to Joel. Hi, this is Ray.
Hi, this
Joel
is
Johnson.
Ray.
Is, we're 2 days away from that.
He's 8:30, right?
Yeah, he's 8:30 on Saturday morning.
Right after the Sunday, Star-Cross Stevie Parker show.
Oh, poor Stevie.
Why poor Stevie?
Nah, he's one of the happiest guys I know, actually.
Steve's great.
I've never seen him down.
Terrific.
Ever.
He does an awesome show.
Well, he does. So
I'm
you
not
need
just
to be
blowing
listening.
Smoke, but he does an uplifting, positive show.
That's a nice thing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.